Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Microscope is on Keon. I get it. Like, he's drafted high second round, and so you're naturally going to put a lot of pressure on him. You know, I would say there's been some good things, and there's things he can continue to do better. I think he has taken another step this year. That doesn't always show in targets or production, things like that. There's a lot of different things, whether what he's being asked to do. He's playing within the offense. I think he is shown maturity of how he can help our offense even away from the ball and in the run game and things like that. But I think he's catching the ball well. I think there's times he's been open, but the ball doesn't come to him, which is it's no shot on. Sometimes that's the progression of that route too. And he wants the ball. He wants his opportunity. He's working hard. He's not complaining. Receivers, tell me a receiver that doesn't want the ball, you know.
That is a Buffalo Bills general manager, Brandon Bean, from yesterday, talking about his second-year receiver, Keon Coleman, who, for being honest, since week one, has really not impressed at all in the receiving game. Been pretty good blocker. I think that much is for sure. That much is the case.
You take a tight end in the sixth round for your blocking.
Yeah,
You take a wide receiver in the second round, not for blocking.
I think we're getting to a point, I don't even think for fans, I got to imagine there's people internally there with the Bills that are about done. Week one, 11 targets, 8 receptions, 112 yards, and he does get that deflection touchdown that really allows for the comeback to happen. Much of that is done in the fourth quarter. After that, 3 for 26, 3 for 20, 3 for 45, 4 for 23, 3 for 11, 3 for 30, 2 for 17. He does have another touchdown in there against New England. He does have a score, but it's just his yards per reception are under 10 yards. The success rate, I believe, is around 60%, 65%, excuse me. They're just not getting enough at all out of a receiver that they did pick in the second round. And it's not to say that Worthy would be world's better, Xavier Legette, anything like that. Ladd McConkey is kind of the name I've gone to now. Right. I was not a McConkey guy that draft.
But McConkey was also a slot receiver. They knew that they weren't taking him. Worthy,
they've wanted to make an outside.
Worthy is a straight line merchant. I said what I said.
That seems to kind of be the case. I still think he's dangerous because of the speed element. He forces teams to really pay attention to him. You saw it on the Mahomes pick. You saw it even when Hairston was on him. Harrison's got to be on him, because even a straight line, when he's that fast, it's a problem. Coleman's size can also be a problem. I think what's funny is between Worthy and Coleman, it right now is a mid-off.
Yeah.
Neither of them are really all that special. They have an elite trait that could make them special. Coleman is 6'4", 211. Worthy is super fast. But right now, just looking at Coleman, I understand why the reports were that they were looking for a receiver. Jeremy getting to the point where maybe they were targeting Brian Thomas Jr. or even, you know, from Bean mentioning the Jets and the Dolphins, two teams that have Garrett Wilson and Jalen Waddle could be those moves. It's because the guy that drafted in the second round in his second year is not doing anything really.
And I think there's a little bit of a misusage going on with him as well, because Joe Kelly and I talked about this off air a couple times, where Joe brings it up that the gauntlet drill. Why are you not putting him over the middle of the field? Where was he making his big play elements happen last year?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was the middle of the field, quick outs to him and let him get running.
He was surprisingly adept at breaking tackles and shaking people. That's what you should be doing with him. Give him that opportunity. Give him a chance to exploit the middle of the field, because he's got the size advantage there too. Like, it exists on the boundary. It exists in the middle of the field, probably even more so. It just, there's a misusage, I think, going on with Coleman that is undermining his effectiveness. And yet there's a number that's still fascinating to me. You know how, like, yesterday, I believe it was. Yeah, it was yesterday when Jeremy brings up Khalil Shakir, the yards after catch with his total yards.
Yeah.
It is the polar opposite with Coleman. 50 yards are after catch.
Oh, wow.
The number that I'm fascinated with, though, is 19. 19 out of 29. That's how many of his receptions have gone for first downs.
Yeah, so when he catches the ball, it usually winds up being a first down.
It's important places where he's catching the football. So I am interested in that, because even with his struggles this year, he's tied for the team lead in moving the chains.
I think he's also tied or even just ahead of how many snaps he gets on the offense for the receivers.
Yes.
He's been leading that the last few weeks. Look, there are positives to Coleman, and I was somebody that was very excited going into his second year, because I thought there was a few games last year that pointed to, hey, there's something here, but he's not getting open at all at a consistent rate, if not even at all. The first down stuff is great. I love that. But it's like one or two catches a game. He's not demanding a volume. And so when you do – look, this is something I will take into the offseason too. Hearing the general manager talk about how they were looking at some big deals and to kind of point it to wide receiver. Hearing the head coach for a few weeks talk about how he's not really that thrilled with the passing game. I think a lot of it points to Coleman has not developed into the guy we needed him to be. And so now we are looking at different avenues. If they don't make a big trade in the offseason for a receiver, I think early – they're going to go for wide receiver, because we're also seeing, too, some of these young guys that maybe they'd have to fill in other positions, they don't. Cornerback, they might be good. They might be done there in terms of the early rounds. Defensive tackle, they might be done there for a little while. And edge rusher, depending if they bring back Bosa and Epinesa, they might be done there as well. So that's the defense. What do you need on offense? Depends on where you sign your offensive lineman. Center and guard is going to be potentially two with McGovern and Edwards. Then very quickly it's, okay, it's wide receiver. You're up. And this class went from being not the best, and you're looking more towards 27, to halfway through the year, it's kind of the opposite of the quarterback class.
I was just going to bring
it up. It's now actually one where it's a little exciting. There's a few guys from USC. One I love who is not going to be available at all. Jordan Tyson out of Arizona State. He looks incredible. Tate out of Ohio State looks phenomenal. And he might be somebody that is available in the late teens to 20s. We'll see about that. I mean, we're well away from the draft. But I think that, look, that's why all of us bring it up all the time. They're not getting great production out of their wide receivers. This offense is run through their tight ends and their running backs. And their quarterback is an MVP caliber player. And it works. It's not that it's bad. It works. The problem is it could be better. It could be more efficient. They could be harder to defend, so that maybe someone like a James Cook even gets more running lanes because, well, you got another guy on the outside that's a huge problem. That's where it comes in, is it becomes even easier for them to do stuff. It already looks at times very easy, where they are just able to go up and down the field when they are clicking, it can be even more so. It can get to a point where there's just so few teams that have the personnel to defend them. Dan Orlovsky, I heard speaking yesterday on this, looks at the Colts now. Because of the addition of Sauce Gardner, they are built in the secondary on defense to stop teams like the Chiefs and like the Bills. You counteract that by having better receivers. Now all of a sudden Gardner can only stick on one guy. Bills right now, I mean, we're if those two were to meet in the playoffs, division round, AFC championship, what have you, who's Gardner going to go sit on? It kind of doesn't matter.
Hang on. And yet it does. This is where the Bills can get a little tricky this year. Who's the biggest threat in the Bills receiving game?
Kincaid.
Are you putting a corner on Dalton Kincaid?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Are you putting Sauce Gardner on Dalton Kincaid?
Probably not.
There you go. There's your counterpunch.
Right. I mean, that is your counterpunch. The problem is we've talked about Kincaid is not on the field in an incredible amount.
An incredible amount, but he's been efficient when he's been on the field. So, yeah, maybe you could roll some coverage over there because now you've got Sauce able to play on an island with whoever they put out there at the X. And yet it seems like Kincaid has shown that that doesn't matter. The counterpunch is there, and I don't want to call Kincaid Travis Kelce. Not going to do that. What I am going to do, though, is give a similarity to how the Chiefs succeed in the postseason. Because NFL defenses seem to routinely forget that Travis Kelce exists.
Yeah, it's a problem. It's a bit of a problem.
And it more has to do with, well, you also still have to be able to cover the middle of the field, and your slot corners are not typically as effective as your boundary anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Your linebackers are not going to be as good in coverage as your top corners anyway. That's just football. Can the Bills get away with having Kincaid incredibly efficient and fresh with his snaps? Well, it looks like it.
I mean, yeah, I mean, really. So he
plays 35% of the snaps, and he has 6 receptions for 101 yards.
Yeah, he starts the year off. I mean, it's a good run with Baltimore, 4-for-4 for 48 and 1 touchdown. Has a few okay games here. Miami's 5 catches, 66 yards and a touchdown. I think up to that point, we all thought that was maybe his best game. Then he's kind of non-existent really against New Orleans. Doesn't really need to be. And then all of a sudden, 6-for-6 against New England for 108.
In a game where he gets injured, by the way.
Yeah, nothing against Carolina really, 3-for-1 for 23. And then he has, I think, his best game up to this point. 6-for-101 and 1 touchdown in the win against Kansas City. He was dominant there. I'm still leaning more towards wanting him to have having more of the snap count. It has gone down, actually, as the year has gone on. Since week 3, the only time he went over 50% was against New England. He's at 54, where, you know, his best games have actually been closer to 40-ish percent of this offensive snaps. I'd like to see more. I'm not saying I need him on the field 75% of the time.
That might also be they're taking their time bringing him all the way back from the oblique injury.
Could absolutely be that.
Because that's a core injury. That's a core muscle. Carolina, that stat line, they obviously don't need him.
No.
But I look at the other two games that surround it. New England, where he gets hurt, and Kansas City. And then I look at Miami, a game where you did really need everything that you got out of that. Each of those three games, it's six targets. It seems like he is consistently part of the offense when they need him. That New Orleans game, they don't really throw into him that much, but he's the one that puts it away.
Mm-hmm.
They throw it in his direction only two times.
Yeah, the one catch he has is a 28-yard touchdown. They really dive. I think for me now, with I personally have moved on from Coleman.
Like, yeah, it's Kincaid. That
I know
is
we're
the
halfway
guy.
Through year two, but he's not showing anything. It really doesn't look like he's developed much from his rookie year. Where Kincaid, it looks different, and now him and Allen do seem to have a connection. Where last year that was the worry. It was not that Kincaid wasn't getting open. There were multiple times he's open. Allen's got to hit him,
and it's the quarterback not hitting the player.
Now we're seeing it with Kincaid. Okay, now he's hitting him. The health thing is always still a little bit of a worry. That was my issue last year too. Is it's just I don't like the chemistry, and he's not staying healthy. That's not a good sign for me at all. It's kind of where I'm not the biggest fan of Gabe Davis really being back. We'll see how that goes, and you'll probably get elevated at some point here. But the chemistry in the last year with Allen and Davis was not good, and it did not make me long for the AFC divisional game 13. It didn't. I was ready to move on. Kincaid, though, at this point, I think has developed into effectively their number one, and he's doing it well. Again, I'd like to see the offensive snap percentage go up. We'll see if it does as he gets healthier as the year goes on. But they can survive with this. They can win with this. They are. They're 6-2. Very good chance they'll be 7-2 after this. You got a game against Tampa. That one's going to be tough. That's where this Bills team, I guess, for many is so frustrating, is it does feel like, man, you had one more piece here. One other guy just doesn't get hurt. And you might be ready-made. Let's go. Get after it. And that's where I do look at the draft and go, they're not going to have a ton of needs. It's going to be like linebacker, maybe an offensive lineman and wide receiver. You know, depending on safety with Hancock and the Bishop role, that they might kind of push that to the side.
I would still say they probably would want to add to the reinforcements on that one because
but
over the last few years, they haven't even been able to bring in a player to overcome Hamlin.
That's been the problem the last 2 years.
So, yeah, you probably want on the depth chart to do better than Damar Hamlin anyway, add a reinforcement there. But that would be later.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a primary focus for you at that point. And if you can find your way, though, the biggest thing we have worry-wise with the Bills is it sustainable through January? Is it sustainable through the playoffs, right? And yet everything that the Bills do does seem like it should fit in December with being able to run the football and do it so effectively. And yet it just doesn't end up happening, in particular against one team. That one team did not defend the run particularly well in this game. And they're kind of middle of the pack at doing it. It's just more proof that, yeah, you could do it. This team has been good. They've always been good. They're 6-2, which is one of the top records in the AFC for a reason.
Yeah, they're still battling for the one seed. Thank you, Colts, for losing.
Yeah, thank you, mid-Steelers.
That's ultimately the problem, and we talk about it all, but then the season is long. We get one game a week, so we all kind of have to linger. We all have to take a bath in it.
Right.
They are still a very good team. Looking around the rest of the NFL, it's now kind of commonplace to say there's not really a great team, especially in the AFC, but maybe the entire league. What makes me excited and maybe bringing Wynn back into my sails a little bit here after the Hoyt injury and not doing anything at the deadline is the young players are starting to really put their stamp on the season with Harrison and Deion Walker. Cole Bishop is still a young player. It's his second year. We'll see about Landon Jackson. Sal mentioned it with us too, like within the injuries. You're going to have to see him soon. TJ Sanders, we'll see if he comes back. And I'll throw Kincaid in there with the young players. It's his third year, and he has taken a jump. I mean, something I didn't even mention either. His yards per target has skyrocketed. It was at 6.0 last year. It's now at 12.5. His yards per reception is up a full 5 yards. That's why last year, Derek, he had 44 catches for 448 yards. This year, he has 27 catches for 411 yards. He also has 4 touchdowns, equaling his career total through two seasons. Like they're seeing these young guys start to come, and now you just hope Ed Oliver is able to come back from his injury in the playoffs and what have you, and that they are able to kind of just coalesce a little bit here and not pick up more injuries. We'll see about today when McDermott – or not when McDermott speaks, but when the official injury report does come out later. They're still a very good team. And I think they can kind of play with everyone in the NFL over the last 2 weeks that I've seen. I will tell you, before the bye, I did not think that. The last 2 weeks, I do believe that.
The good news, though, is like while we haven't seen much from Coleman this year, there is something that Coleman did last year that Kincaid has taken the mantle of. The big play guy. Kincaid has taken over as the big play guy. In all but one game this year that he's played in, there's a reception for over 20 yards. He is literally the big play element consistently every week.
Yeah, I mean.
And then against the Falcons, where you're having trouble moving the football, boy, it would really help to have a guy that flips the field.
Yeah, you bring that up. You're right. I mean, yards per reception for Coleman last year was 19.2. This year it's 9.8.
So it is about who's your big play guy this year? And the answer is different from last year. Disappointingly so on one end of that, encouragingingly for another.
803-0550, the number to call. We do have a Sabres game tonight. They are taking on St. Louis. We do have a few roster announcements for tonight, or at least roster projections for tonight. Namely, Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen looks to be the starter in net tonight. We'll talk with Paul Hamilton coming up next. Get more on tonight's game as the Sabres hopefully don't go to overtime again. Or if they do, win one. That'd be really
Please,
cool.
Please, no.
Yeah, win one if you go to overtime. That would be really cool. Again, the number to call, 803-0550. Paul Hamilton, on the way next. This is WGR.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.